Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 146.
House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative John. I ask everyone to stand for the prayer. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative John.
Let us pray. Lord, we ask your blessings on the proceedings of this body, not only today, but throughout the session, as we work towards, hopefully, a conclusion. We thank you for what has been bestowed upon this state, and we look forward to working together to improve even on that in the future. All these things we ask in thy name. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Way from Johnson, Representative White, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 20th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves the journal for October 20th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. We do have some ratifications, however, the chair is going to do that. We'll do those upon adjournment with unusual notice. Again, pursuant to the announcement made yesterday, the next day that we will be voting on bills will be on Tuesday of next week. Further notices or announcements? Not the lady from Johnson, Representative White, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, October 25th at 3 o'clock, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in 15-1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, October 25th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned. Ratification bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 425, an act to make changes to the statutes regarding guaranteed asset protection waivers and to create an article governing vehicle value protection agreements. And House Bill 264, an act to clarify the expiration of a statewide state of emergency and the exercise of certain powers under a statewide state of emergency, to clarify the abatement of statewide imminent hazards, and to clarify statewide quarantines.
Chapter bills be noted.